Good afternoon, Jamie.
Good afternoon.
So did you make it out to Antelac Bay to get that old Model T Ford Ski-Doo?
We did. We made it out several times. We got out 3 times altogether, I believe, and we spent something like 5 days, if you add up all the time, working at the site, which was excellent.
How many boats did you use? Was it speed boats?
What we did, we stayed with Wayne and Elsie Jenkins of Isaac Holdings, which was really good for a number of reasons. They've got a cabin very close to the site, which made things very comfortable. We were able to go back to a cabin each evening and stay there and so on. Meals were provided and that sort of thing. So that was excellent, especially on the rainy days. The longest stretch that we stayed was for 3 days, and the weather was really bad during that period, so it was really nice. You know, it was drizzly and chilly throughout that period, so it was nice to be able to go back to a warm, dry place in the evenings. Made a big difference, actually. One of the main things that they do, they've got a business that deals with logistics, so they were able to provide us with really great logistical advice in a couple of key circumstances there.
Who did you go out with?
We went out with several different people. So Wayne and Elsie were the ones who provided our accommodation and food and so on. And in terms of crew members, the first time that I went out, I went with Rodney Gear from here in Nate. And then the second and third times, I went with Sean Solomon and Russell Barber. All were excellent workers out there. Oh, and to answer your question, the last question also you asked about boat, we made use of Wayne and Elsie's speed boat for transporting artifacts. And we also used the archaeology office freighter canoe. So we went out, myself and crew members would travel out to the site in the freighter canoe. And then we'd get back and forth from the Jenkins' cabin and the site in the freighter canoe. And then we would transport artifacts from the site to the larger boat in the freighter canoe as well.
What did you do before you put the artifacts in the boat?
That's a great question, and there was quite a bit of work that needed to be done before we could move anything. So the first thing that we did when myself and Rodney Gear visited the site, basically we landed and brought equipment ashore and so on, and then did a survey of the area. So we approached the site and recorded the things that we saw in general, remains of a couple of buildings, remains of batteries, ceramic pipes and things like that. And then as we walked through the woods, we came across the area where the Model T itself was. So then we surveyed that area just to get a sense of how big of an area the material was spread out over. And then we established a site datum. So this is just a point, a fixed reference point that you measure everything off of. Rodney and I did that and began to lay out a site grid. So then later, when I was able to return with Sean and Russell, we carried on setting up the grid. So basically, the area that we were going to collect from, we wanted to do detailed mapping of everything before we moved anything. We set up a grid that was it was actually 12 meters by 6 meters, and then we extended that an additional 8 meters in one part, and an additional 4 meters in another part just to take in some extra, to make sure that we were able to map some other significant material that was in that area. And then, of course, we had to do some tree cutting and so on. A good portion of the site was very overgrown with trees, so we were able to remove those. And then the bulk of our time out there was spent doing the mapping itself. So we used standard archaeology recording forms, and Sean and Russell did the bulk of the drawing. So we have a unit square, like a 1 by 1 meter square that's divided up into little 20 centimeter blocks, which speeds things up and makes it a lot easier to draw everything in. And then that would be set up over a 1 by 1 meter unit, and then whoever was doing the mapping would stand over that and draw in everything that you could see in that, and then photos would be taken as well. So that's the way that we mapped. So every unit that we were going to collect anything from needed to be mapped and photographed like that. And in addition, we also took a huge number of photos from many angles of the site itself and some of the major pieces of the machine. We've used those and we'll continue to use those to create some 3D models of the site and the machine itself and so on before anything was moved. Yeah, we were really successful and got everything done, and we were able to collect all of the small, the easier to move objects. So we collected about, I believe it was 42 pieces of the machine that we were able to collect and bring back to Nina during the season.
So where are they now?
They are currently stored in a NG shipping container for the next, for the next day or so, and then we'll be moving them into the school warehouse that we talked about before.
You don't have the whole body of the old Model T Ford yet?
Not quite yet. what we had originally hoped to be able to do was to bring that stuff out now. However, there's considerable amount of weight in both the main body of the machine and in the engine. We're estimating that there's probably between 400 and 500 pounds in the engine itself and maybe twice that in the machine itself. There's a number of issues there. Well, first of all, the site, the nearest place to land a boat is close to a kilometer. I think it's several hundred meters anyways of walking. So to move either of these objects, you know, on the ground, first of all, you'd have to carry them a long distance, and just carrying the smaller objects was quite a difficult task. And then there's a very wide land wash there, which makes, you know, that's sort of the reason why you have to park a boat so far away. And then the other thing about such large and weighty objects is that what we were doing was transporting artifacts from small boat to a larger boat. So moving a 400 to 500 pound engine / transmission unit from a freighter canoe into a speedboat could be extremely difficult and could be dangerous. And the same thing with the Model T itself. It would be very hard work, and things could easily go wrong when you're dealing with boats and water and so on, weather and et cetera. Seemed like the best way after sizing it up and spending some time there. We spoke with Wayne and Elsie about this. Yeah, the feeling was that the best way to move this stuff in terms of safety for people and for safety for the objects themselves would be to do that in the winter. So what we did was prepare the objects so that we can return to the site and collect them right after freeze-up. After mapping everything, we cut logs to make so that we could get these things off the ground and place the engine transmission unit up on those, and then also the main body of the machine. The main part of the Model T was upside down originally when we got there, and that's we mapped it so on before we moved anything. And then the same thing, we cut a series of logs that we placed next to it, and then the group of us rolled the machine over onto the logs to keep it up off the ground. So this way it won't be frozen into the ground when we return. And we may have to do a little bit of shoveling to free it up, and then we can shift it over to a Comatec. Both objects can be shifted over to Comatecs and brought to Nain that way, which is... again, it's safer, and it's the best way to deal with it.
So did you at any time thought of maybe wishing or saying in your mind, wish we could just start the machine?
Yeah, well, everything at this point that's there is all, you know, sort of in separate pieces. Well, most things are in separate pieces, like the engine is separate from the main body of the machine, and the engine does need to be torn down and rebuilt. So, yeah, it was very exciting the whole time that we were there, and especially when we were able to turn the machine over and to see it upright for the first time. That was really exciting because, you know, it looks like the real thing then, and now that it's upright and it's in. Again, you know, the longer we were there, the more remarkable the condition of the whole thing appeared. Yeah, I mean, we're definitely very excited about the restoration part of it and starting it and so on, but yeah, we recognize also that it'll take a lot of time before we're at that stage.
Are you going to be holding maybe an open house anytime?
Yeah, well, there'll be, in the near future, and maybe the next month or so, I'll be doing a public presentation on the machine itself and the work that we did out at the site. And also, yeah, when the conservator comes up, so the conservator will likely be here in January now, when everything is here in Nain. So the same thing, that'll be, that work, when she's doing that, will be open to the public, so people will be able to see what's happening, and people will be able to participate to whatever extent is possible in that process, and can at least see how it all works and so on.
And thank you for giving us this information, Jamie.
Yeah, no problem, pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, nakumik.
Nakumik.
Ulluku hatigiyaka, Jamie. Apikisluu antalalia simalimmangata. Taitsumenga notaungi tuolamik muutakaharalumik aitsislutik Model T Ford Dimming. Jamie Angijuk. Khatsituhluta aisimalikkuut. Pingasuituhluta iluunata. Immaha tallimanis ullunik taikaniiluta. Khimikhulluu taikani. Tamanna piutsuangluuttuk. Apikiniasluu khatsini akhumiguunni atullusi. Jamie Kiujuk. Ima pilaukkuut. Wayne Amalu Elsie Jenkinsiku. Aula sima finga ni laukukut. Tein aula sima finga hanittuumat antalami. Ilukhiyana tutsuangu lauttuk. Ute hattalta aula sima finga nut unnusa tamat. Nihitsali utte hattaluta tamanna ila piuut suangu laukuk. Sila lukat suangu lauma ilangani ulluni. Sila lukat suangu lauma fingasuni ulluni uluak. Taikani aula sima finga ni lua laukuk unnusa tamat. Taakwang koa suliakati haramik piluattumik. Taijaujumin logistics. Apikiniasluu kinakkuut ilaulauttuun. Jamie Kiuniasluuni unuttukalinnik ilhalaukkuut atsikingituuni marittuhakattatilluku. Taikkoa Wayne ilu, Elsie ilu, tujumiu titilautu uvattinik nihitsatinillu kamainnalluti sivullimik taunganeerat ratnikeer tamangat nainimit aippaani amma pingajuani iloulomi Sean Salomon Russell Barberillu ammaluli atulaukkugut uinillu alsillu ahumigunganik taikko osiltullugit itsasuavintangit muutakaarapinialu amma itsasuavintanik akkatinnik uuminga khajareeraalunganik atulaugivugut taitsumuuna aihattalluta taikunga antalaammut utigallahattalta jenkennikut aullaasimaffingannut taitsumuuna khajareeraalukkut nuukatallugitaakku itsasuavintait pihutingit muutakaavinialu nuukattallugi taikku itsasuavintait anginitsamut ahumigummun apiginiallugu khanu pillaukkisi taikku itsasuavintait ahumigummut usiltuqaanarin Jamie Kiwiyuk tanna apikhosit piujutsuak sulleqariaqatsua laukhugut nuqqaanarit sivungarut tamakku atugeeligut nunaliaqqarlugillu khimikhullugulu inia iluunnatik takkujavut amma allaqatammillugit sunarmangaata khimakkakuit nutaungitualu vinimmit illuviniallummit suulupaatorivinialluit napaatutiguulaugivugu taikunga tikinialta muutakaavinialu kamariluamillugu khanu angini khattigikkuumanga taikani inia khanullu sivitutikhammanga taimaaraatnilu pillauttugu kingungarut utikhatiginiamillugisaan ammalu rasalli tamakku iluuntik kamarilauttavut titigattullugillu nuukkhaanarit sunnaittaakkua itsasuavintait immakha 12 meter by 6 meter rimik sivituni khajumi Tema kamaralagatta amma asiaugiak 8 meterigialla laumiyuk illanga amma asia 4 meterimitillugu napattunik nakatiige khallaugivut akkusit satinik aqqisivilluta taikko itsasuamin tait atchalliguttigit akkutit satinik allangwalaugivugut tema tamakko iluuntik itsasuamin tanik khiniyajuit malligatsangitigut ukuali Sean Russellillu amma kamalaumiyuk allangwallutik Unit square mik 1 meter square avittullugu centimeter titi kamaingaallugit taimaali taffainaun saktamanna piyagitusugillaugattigu iluunati taikkua tiguullajavut achiliullugit titigallauttavut achiliullugillu nakituinnak nuugeaqattalta anginnialualu achiliummillugu taima pikatalluta nuukkhaikhaarata piyagitulauttavut Mikinitsangit iluunnatik pihutivinningit tiguullalauqattigi immakha 42 nik pihutinginnik piitsilluta taitsamanga muutakaavinialummit taimalli tamaungatuinna tikillauttugun apiginiallugu taima naniilikkhaan Jamie Kiuniarni maanaluatsiankua piulimatsivianut nunatsiavukaramangata pitakhautialunganut maanna ilisimajavut nuulaattavut ilinniaviu khimatulivialuanut apiginiallugu taimalli iluunnaalua taina muutakaavinialuun tamaaniilikkha Jamie Kiuyuk suli maanaluatsia iluunnanga tamaaniingitun mikkijuit pihutivinninginga kamaingaqhaalauqattigit tainalli ikhavialua amma uppatialua muutakaavinialuu immakha 405 poundimik uhumainnikhajuk ahumiukkut aiviigeangainna pisuffiigeanga khaningituralaangummarimmimat immakha 1 kilometer migalak pisugiaqatta luta utittaqata figillugu sivitujuralaqsuangummitlugu amma sitjanga taima nunaliafigiangallu ahumigukkut khajariaraalukkuluunniit khaningituulatsuangusuung ungukhattalauttuk taima immalli piyariaqkulutsuangujarivuk suulu taikku anginsaaluugik 400-500 titu uhumainnikhaju ikhavialuuk nuukatallugit khajariaraalummit anginsamu ahumiguummut tamanna piyariaqkulutsuanguvuk ammalu ilimanattuusuungulluni maanaluatsiangultuk anginingit taima kamarikkhaarlugit pikkaluttailinnik ikkhaumallugu suliaqattigijattinu tamanna sivulliugiaqammat taimailta ukkiumingaaq taikkua anginialungit aingaalailtavut naqatigillaukhugu napaattunik ataanuukkallugit taitsumaaluuk muutakaavinialuuk taikkua ikhavialunga ammalu khitialua khaanganuukkallugit kutsangalauma taina muutakaavinialuk aaqhigialaumajavut aulitsakhaannigulli atsiliukatalaumajavut taimailluta nuugialaumajavut ukkiu nunamot nipingalang imat aivi galagotigo imaka uti galagotapo akisyaglaga halatugon nolugo hamutinno tamaunga nainilegotinialugo taimallo piunitsaugajaqhuman imailniamallugo khangatuinataaganinni neagavi khanuk imali isumujarlorluarivin ingalasuullalavuttunguna tiimi ijuorlalluni anginiarluni suullu atsigigalangimarimma taukua taakkua immiguulittusimallutillu suullu ikkavialuanginna khatigaalunganiinngimarittu sanattavugalla geerallunni ikkavingi tamannauna piutsuangulauttuk taaganiinnitini taima kinguppitingaaqattigu kutsangalaummat takutsiagianga piutsuangullauttuk sivulipaallarimik taimaittumit sumingaal takugeaq makitalimmalu takugeanga piujuulilluni allaat nutaultigeangainna isamunattusuangulittuk khaujimaqaluarta suliatsaluvini khalaaniitning apiginiammillugu pimikhutautitsi laqhi khangatsiaqiang jemi angiyuk maannakut immakhaataqhimi khaiyumi inunnik khauditsigeaqumalaqhunga pullaaqiatusuungu tillugillu khimikhugeattulutik atsiliusimajattinik taikkunengalu pihutigalaviniginnik taina kamarillariujuk tikippa immakhaajaanorami tamaaniilaammat taitsamanilu nainiliarutisimallugi iluunnaa inuit pullaariasuungullaattuit khanuk pisimammangaatta ilauqhataasuungullutillu khimikhugalariami tamanna khanuk inqalaammangaat taitsamani khaujigaallaarivugut nakummi utiniarlung.